is the inauguration mm-hmm. pretty much and open up the notebook from 4 years ago and just kind of follow the instructions now?
The state of Missouri has had so many successful inaugurations that, yes, we do open up the notebook. We call it after action reviews in the military for what happened for the previous inauguration and apply that to this current inauguration, making sure that anything that went wrong, we remember, look at, and make sure that we're setting us all up for success for this one.
I guess governors are able to determine a lot of what they want to do and what the schedule is going to be, but do you find governors vary very much in what it is they want to have done?
You know, sometimes a governor-elect will have some specific things that they would like to include, but it's often very, very similar. Governor Nixon, for example, it's very important to him that he starts the day with a worship service before the parade. So we always have a lot of public events for the citizens of Missouri, in particular the capital city, to come out and join in the festivities with the parade and the swearing in. And, of course, the governor's mansion gets opened, and Governor Nixon and the First Lady, you know, greet the citizens. And we all look forward to the evening events when everyone puts on their dress attire for the grand march and the ball.
Bob Holden probably had the most elaborate inauguration of any governor I can recall. Is that in your memory as probably one of the biggest ones?
You know, every governor brings a different flavor to the inaugural ceremonies, both the set ceremonies and then the aspects of it that they would like to add special to their own time. And again, looking at what Governor Nixon does this time is really similar to what he did for his first inauguration. And again, it's important for him to kick off with the worship service. And then a lot of the rest of the ceremonies are similar to previous governors.
Is the worship service going to be in a church, or will this be something private at the mansion?
The worship service is actually going to be at First Baptist Church, which is not his home church. His home church is First United Methodist, but they are remodeling the sanctuary there. So First Baptist has welcomed the governor, but it will really be just for his private family and friends because it's a smaller sanctuary.
When will the decision be made about whether to stay outdoors or move it indoors?
Well, as you can imagine, everyone is very much looking at the weather forecast. We fully anticipate the ceremony to be held outdoors, and it will be made the day in advance if we are going to move it indoors. But at this point, we're really looking at the extended forecast. We anticipate it being outdoors.
Carnahan was the last one to have an indoor inauguration. Is it a big hassle when you have to shift from outdoors to indoors?
The problem with shifting the ceremony from outdoors to an indoor event is that you limit the amount of people who can be part of that. It's very important to Governor Nixon and really to all governor-elects that this event be open to the public. You know, they have been elected by the citizenry, and they want them to be a part of it. And when you move it indoors, you substantially reduce the amount of citizens that can participate in the event.
Usually with an inauguration, there is a flyover. What do you have scheduled for this one?
We are still working on the possibility of an AH-64 Apache helicopter flyover, if that's what the governor's team determines.
This will be the first time we've had a helicopter flyover that I can recall.
Our helicopter flyovers are fairly impressive, depending, of course, upon the weather for the day.
Where are these helicopters based?
Our AH-64 helicopters are actually stationed at Whiteman Air Force Base.
I guess the loss of the Air Guard base in St. Louis kind of changes the mix for you a little bit, or changes your options a little bit, doesn't it?
Well, in the past, our F-15s, which were part of our Missouri National Guard available aircraft, you know, the F-15s were used for flyovers, and that is something we miss. Our 131st Bomb Wing, now that it is called, really works hard to make sure that their airmen have an integral part of the mission with the B-2 mission.
Tell me about the cannon salute. That's always a highlight of the inauguration.
Yes, the Missouri National Guard is planning for the field artillery salute that happens at the swearing-in ceremony, and we're always very proud that it comes from Battery D of the 1st of the 129th Field Artillery, which is the unit that President Truman was a member of. So we like to call it Truman's Own Field Artillery Unit.
the cannons are around on the north side of the Capitol where nobody is at the time of the inauguration. Why do you have them around there where there are no people?
One of the reasons for the location where we do the artillery salute is really for safety, getting it away from the civilian traffic. But anyone that's interested, you know, can get within a safe distance if they would like to see that.
Now, what's the National Guard's role for the inaugural ball that night?
Well, the Missouri National Guard supports a variety of things throughout the day. One of the big things we support, rather than the ball itself, is really that grand march when the state of Missouri gets introduced to all of their elected officials and their families. And anyone who has been in the rotunda for that knows how impressive it is and how busy it is, and there's so many moving parts. So we work really hard behind the scenes to make sure that those moving parts are pretty transparent and that the general public gets to enjoy a fun night of getting to know their elected officials.
Now, I know from seeing people walk around with MP things on their arms that security is one of the issues of the Guard, too, for the inauguration. How big a role does the Guard play in terms of security at a time like this?
You know, we have been working with a really joint team across the spectrum, helping plan for the inauguration. And security has been one of the things you think of from the first moment. So, you know, our leaders in the Highway Patrol and the Capitol Police, they think about it all the time. And so they bring the issues to the forefront, and we help with that planning aspect.
What's the weather forecast look like? That, can you look that far out? Are you getting indications?
We have been told it'll be in the 40s.
Oh, great.
Yes,
oh,
my. That's what I said. You agree with
those,
me.
Those of us who are still around who remember Joe Teasdale's Freesdale inauguration.
Oh, my gosh.
When we hear that we're going to have a 40-degree day for inaugural day, man, that's...
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, so, you know, it's still far out, so that's still extended, but
yeah.
That's what they're anticipating is 40. So, like I said, we have every inclination that it will be an outdoor ceremony.